KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open 10 to noon every weekday. 884-9910. That's the number to call. Whatever you want to talk about. Also, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Going to be speaking with a very special guest today. Make your little appointment listening. Write it down. Whatever you need to do. Stick it in your iPhone, get a buzzer going. Charlie Kirk will be joining us at around 11:15 today, so I hope you join us, or just stay tuned. Stay tuned. It is going to be a hell of a show. So, lots of emails from the different shows that we've been doing on the homeless. Some good, a lot bad. A lot of interest on Facebook as well. Some good, a lot bad. We're not doing anything. We're just, you know, same old BS, BS, BS. So here's the deal. I will do this for you if you do this for me. Learn how to use your computer. I don't know how to use mine. I try every day something new. So on my page at 991fmtalk.com, you can log on, and I'm going to follow along as I'm talking about this. So you log on. You can listen live, actually, wherever you're at, online, streaming, if you would like. Just click that little button right there that's got the little sound waves coming on. Go up here into schedule, hit weekdays. And there's my mug right there. Click on it, Monica J. So let's see, where am I going to put it? I've got my information here for live and local, all the different sources of social media that you can get me on. And then I've got my suggested websites that are actually linked now. I did go in and fix that, so you can just you can just click on different websites, and it'll take you right to those sites. And right underneath that, okay, before my bio, there's a big open space. I'm going to fill that space. But this is where we have to work together, okay? In that little open space right there, I am going to go do the research for you. And I am going to put the email addresses of the city of Reno, so Reno Direct. I'm going to put the mayor, all the city council people for Reno, all the city council people for Sparks, because this is happening at Sparks as well, and for the Washoe County commissioners. Okay, because when you're talking about homeless or squatters or anything else out there, because there are different forms, I'm going to put all of those email addresses right there. So what you can do is just copy and paste, put it right into your to when you're composing an email. Every day, every other day, once a week, however much you want to get into it, wherever you go, whatever function you're going to, even if you're just going grocery shopping in a certain area. Oh, and my email will be in there as well. If you have a smartphone or just one of those little handheld Nikons that used to be so popular way back when, I want you to take pictures of whatever you see. I've had some wonderful residents send me pictures of the homeless encampment that is right outside of their front door at their apartment complex, where they don't feel safe anymore. I have pictures from a lovely woman that right outside of her driveway across the street. Her husband wanted to retire in that home. Once again, don't feel safe. Whatever picture you can send, or multiple, I want you to start emailing all of them. Like I said, every day. If you only want to do it once a week, that's fine. You want to go out on the weekends and do your own research, that's fine. But until that happens, and we start flooding the emails, and pick different subjects to put in the subject line. So rather than seeing homeless problem or homeless or do your job, they might actually click on opening the email rather than deleting it because they might think it, you know, could be something different. You know, love to take you to coffee or campaign contribution. How about that? That would be a great subject line to put in there. And then say, hey, you might get a campaign contribution if you clean this mess up that you've been just letting happen. Or if you want to run for another office, which so many of them do. Bounce around from county commissioner to city council to assembly to Senate. You just keep seeing the same names over and over and over. Start sending in these emails. And this isn't just for Washoe County. If I can get a little help from Douglas and Churchill and Lyon, Story, Carson, send me all the different emails from those different groups. I'll try. I can go online and look them up for you. But if you already have them, I would appreciate them. And I will put all of these on my webpage for you. Here at 991fmtalk.com. So you can just go in, scoop them up, cut and paste, or copy and paste. Yeah, don't cut things. Copy and paste onto your composed email and start doing this. Because that's what you have to do. I get hundreds of emails every single day. So thousands by the end of the week. Whether it be my work, my volunteerism, my business, here at the station, I go through them and I try to get back to people as soon as I can. If you send me cartoons, usually I just laugh and don't send a response because now I've also got to go over and check my social media as well. But if you promise to start sending these emails and these pictures of whatever you see wrong. In the rurals, you see people clogging up the roads, pulled over. I got an email from a gentleman the other day. Trying to feed the wild horses or get up close and personal with them and take pictures of them. But especially feeding them, that's against the law. Take pictures. Oh, I guess there's two more emails, three more emails that I'll have to find and put in there for you. The sheriff, the chief of Sparks, and the chief of Reno. Then start putting those little captions, you know, why not? Why do we not enforce the laws here? Why do we not enforce the laws? It's interesting to see some of the things that are being written about Charlie Kirk and his visit to UNR on Monday. The protesters that were out there, the protesters that were in the particular speech, who, of course, disrupted it, because there is no such thing as freedom of speech anymore, especially on a university campus. No, people just like to yell and scream and do all that. So let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning, Monica Matters. I wanted to ask you a question, and then I'd like to give some information to your listenership. I don't have the luxury of listening to your program every day or even the entire program. And I was wondering, did you have a remote location that you broadcasted one of your programs from?
Yes, Monday I took the show out live. I'm fortunate to have a husband who's an engineer, so I have a little remote setup that I can do this show from anywhere. So we went out into the hills of Peavine, up into the ravines, and we took a group of about 15, 20 people at different times, and we actually approached the people who were squatting, and we talked to them, and we tried to give them cards if they wanted help or, you know, anything like that. And we found out why people were squatting, breaking the law on private property, people thinking that it was BLM, and we did 2 hours on that, talking with residents who live in the area, talking with a gentleman who got his car firebombed because he was in the area cleaning it up because a business owner was tired of being robbed. And that show is actually on our podcast that anybody can go and listen to at 991fmtalk.com. Just hit Monday's show.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Is it possible, just a follow-up question, and then I'd like to let your listenership know something. Is it possible you can do a remote in Sparks, Nevada, Nichols Boulevard, the 500 block of Nichols Boulevard? One end of that block is Burger King, right off of McCarran and 80, and the other end of that block is BJ's Barbecue. And as you drive, there are cars that are not drivable, that are for some reason abandoned there. And I have learned that the city of Sparks has a contract with a towing company to come and pick up those cars after 30 days, and they sit in a lot and incur storage charges. That's very expensive to us residents of Sparks, but that's what our tax dollars are going to. And then I'd like to talk to you about what appeared in the Sparks Tribune a week ago on Wednesday. And I know you have to go to a hard break. Is it possible I could stay on while during the break?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be right back with Jane, and we'll answer that question, because the city of Reno has the same agreement with a towing company to tow off cars. One of the big issues, though, is those towing companies will not, and they do not have a contract with the cities to tow off motorhomes and campers. So those will just continue to be there. So we'll be right back with more on your issues for our community on your live and local FM talk station at 884-9910. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, it is the Monica J. Show at 884-9910. Talking up a storm, I guess that's just what I was born to do. My mom said didn't even have to swat me on the butt when I came out. I was just already yelling and blah, blah, blah. So I was already going from birth. Hey, you can shoot me an email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Get a few of those coming up in just a moment. Love this. I always have all of my social media open, so I try to get to everybody as I can. But Dennis just sent me a great tweet from Educating Liberals, who is somebody actually I follow on Twitter. I really like what he has to say. But it says, "Dear liberals, if Democrats are so against fossil fuels, why do all their kids work for Ukrainian gas and oil companies?" Yeah, not just Hunter Biden. Pelosi's kid works for one, too. "People aren't raging hypocrite, or people who aren't raging hypocrites would like to know." Isn't that great? Got an awesome picture the other day of a liberal protest, and I think it was on climate change, and they had it all covered up so nobody would see it. But they had a diesel generator out there going, which was pretty hysterical. The hypocrites on the left, it's just amazing. Even when they are called out, you know, they do that whole thing. It's because it is legal right now. So we'll change when the rest of the world changes. Yeah, everybody in D.C. in their big SUVs and their private planes, you know. Climate change enthusiasts, Al Gore and all the celebrity hypocrites like Leonardo DiCaprio flying around in their private jets. Yeah, we'll give these up when, you know, when we get everything banned. Yeah, right. That's not the way it works. They use uneducated people, meaning the people coming from the universities who are being indoctrinated, and just use them to push their agenda so they can live the life they want. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane. Jane wanted to tell us something, but we had to take a quick break. So, Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Monica. The Sparks Tribune is published weekly on Wednesday. Last Wednesday's paper published a correction, and this is happening in Clark County. The Nevada Supreme Court ruled that a person who commits domestic violence, if they are prosecuted by either a district attorney or the attorney general, they're the only entities that can prosecute in the state of Nevada, they will not be prosecuted under domestic violence. They will be prosecuted under misdemeanor assault or misdemeanor battery. They are no longer using the term domestic violence because in the case the Nevada Supreme Court ruled on called Christopher Anderson, and that's Anderson, S-E-N, versus 8th Judicial District Court, which is the Clark County District Court. In that case, the Nevada Supreme Court ruled that if domestic violence is going to be prosecuted, it has to be done by jury trial as opposed to a bench trial, which would just be a judge or a justice. And the reason for that is because the jury trial, if a person is convicted of domestic violence, their guns are taken from them under the Federal Violence Against Women's Act. Right. And because the state of Nevada receives funding from the federal government for VAWA, then they are required to take a domestically violent person's guns from them. So in order to answer this, what Clark County, in its infinite wisdom, its council members and the city of Las Vegas, and then the other cities in the area, Boulder City, Henderson, and so on, have made it now an ordinance that you do not prosecute for domestic violence battery in anything, so that the courts can continue to have what are called bench trials, again, just a judge or a justice, and not go to the expense of bringing in a jury and the expense of motioning to bind up the case to the district court, which has said it doesn't have the resources for all these domestic violence batteries prosecuted in the justice court or in the municipal court. The reason it's significant to Northern Nevada is because this ruling is making its way through the state of Nevada. There are 10 jurisdictions, 10 district courts that are in the state of Nevada, Washoe County being the second judicial district court. The Reno City manager, Miss Newby, was the assistant county manager who signed the contract that all of the domestic violence cases in the district court be concealed. Drawing the dots to that, that's an illegal contract, by the way. Databases are public record. The name of a plaintiff, the name of the adversarial party, and the case number is public record. An attorney or the judge can seal the case, but the public record still remains a public record. Miss Newby, again, Reno City manager, signed a contract to conceal those public records, to conceal that information which is in a database in Clark County District Court. So when Washoe County decides that they want to decide how to handle bench trials with domestic violence in the name of the crime, they are also going to follow the way of Clark County. And I'm just predicting this. Yes, because what else are they going to do? They're going to have to bind up everything to the district court where they can accommodate jury trials. So,
well, you have a liberal mayor here that, you know, screams about money, and it's we are mini Vegas. That forget California, we are mini Vegas. But Jane, I got to either put you on hold again, or I got to have you call back. We've got to take a hard break here on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, always bringing you the information that you're not going to hear anywhere else because people don't want to talk about it. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, 884-9910, 884-9910, and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And Jane, we just got an email from Vance who says, to what you are saying, more steps to communism, care of Democrats, taking over the courts, the judges, city managers, everything being put into files that even though it's a public information, the public doesn't get access to. The list just goes on and on. Jane, thank you so much for calling in and pointing out what's happening, has already happened in Clark County when it comes to the judges and domestic violence and how it's being handled now and how we will see this progress up here into northern Nevada, into Washoe County. Jane, can you recap just a little bit for people who are just joining us the point that you're making about how Clark County and the court system there is not trying domestic violence cases as domestic violence?
Yes, Monica. Thank you for keeping me on. The ruling from the Nevada Supreme Court that came down last month in September was that if a person is charged with domestic violence, that charge will not be before the judge or the justice in the courts unless that person is granted a jury trial. And in the state of Nevada, jury trials occur in the district courts. So if a person is before a judge or justice in the municipal or justice court, they only get a bench trial. That's how our court system is designed and set up. So domestic violence drops off as a charge, and they're only charged with battery. The reason that's significant is because we not only do we not have access to Clark County's domestic violence court cases to see who has a history of domestic violence, we now will have people in Clark County, and this is spreading, it's trickling its way up to northern Nevada, it's spreading through all the counties. We now have dropped domestic violence from all battery charges. So gun owners may think this is great on the face of it. It looks great to a gun owner because now I'm a gun owner and I don't have to run the risk of having my guns taken from me because it's no longer just domestic violence. It's just a battery charge. But if you dig a little bit deeper, it hurts gun owners because it allows guns to stay in the hands of the domestically violent. And I
why does it seem like we are trying to protect domestic abusers?
Well, I can tell you, I think it's more we're trying to protect gun owners. And I'm sure you remember, Monica, back in the 90s when Joe Biden, he was a senator and sponsored the VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act, and Bill Clinton was president and signed that. The big argument, even why that never passed, that bill had been sitting there for quite a while, why it never passed when Republicans were in control is because it became a slippery slope for confiscation of guns. And they felt without due process because guns were taken at the crime scene as opposed to getting due process and then guns being taken. Nevada cured that by not taking guns at the crime scene or not arresting anybody at the crime scene. Law enforcement said, if we don't arrest you, then we don't have to take your guns. They'll ask the domestically violent gun owner to leave the house, or they'll take an inventory. We have several studies in our research where the police actually took the serial numbers off the guns but never confiscated the guns, even though they knew it was a domestic violent event. So that was Nevada's answer to it. But we continue to be the most domestically violent state in the nation, and we are the most domestically violent state with the homicides due to guns out of all the 50 states. So that's our reputation because we are protecting the domestically violent for the sake of gun owners who don't want their guns confiscated simply because somebody alleged domestic violence. I do want to make sure your listenerships understand what Clark County is doing, not only with this new procedure that they're implementing of dropping domestic violence charges, but keeping a concealed domestic violence database. In that database, those are gun owners who did get due process. So I just want to let you know and your listenership know that if you're a gun owner, please pay attention to this and go to the Reno City Council meetings and tell them that you want a task force to be formed before they do anything with this new Nevada Supreme Court decision and how they're going to implement it. And go to Sparks City Council and go to Washoe County Commissioners because this is going to create an even more domestically violent state, and we already are number one in the nation.
You know, this is pretty sad that is a concealed database that people don't have access to, because it goes back to, I think, the problems that we have in the school district and in the schools, that they know that certain students are violent. They know that, you know, they've shown up with some sort of weapon, or even in juvenile records, you know, they've tortured animals or something like that. But when they hit a certain age, the records are sealed and the slates are wiped clean. And people don't know really what a person is like, because we're sealing all of these records or keeping them away from people who need to have the knowledge.
That is correct, Monica. And once they get a mental illness directory, which kind of looks like that may be the answer to these mass shootings in the school, once they get anybody can allege mental illness. It doesn't take much. And who determines who's mentally ill doesn't even have to know the person. And they can be declared mentally ill. So it's going to be a mess. But with domestic violence, at least a person has a relationship with the party that they've assaulted. And
yeah,
that at least is a protection. Not just anybody can allege domestic violence. Otherwise, it's just violence if there's no domestic relationship. So mental illness is going to really change the United States and how they deal with guns.
Yeah. Jane, thank you so much for your call. You're always a wealth of information, and you know you and I have talked about this before. You are always welcome to call and take up a little bit more time than a regular caller. So I appreciate the information, and we will definitely keep an eye on this and watch what City Manager Newby and the council does and see if this does migrate up here. And we will definitely we'll be educated about it. And we will know that if you are a responsible gun owner, or if you are for the Second Amendment and you see how the liberals are attacking it at every single turn, these are issues that you need to watch, because we have to come up with better solutions. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because it's that bad apple. It's that person who is violent. It is that person who does commit domestic violence. It is that person who knows somebody who can seal that record, who can put the name into a private database or a secret database when they have been found guilty. Those are the people we need to know about, because those are the people who are destroying our rights. Those bad apples, we have to figure out a better way to weed them out so we protect everyone. More on what you want to talk about, 884-9910. We'll be right back on The Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show, whatever you want to talk about. Ooh, Charlie Kirk coming up in the next hour. Can't wait. 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk. For all of Northern Nevada, including 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, how would you like to give comfort to a vet or an active duty member? Yeah, we love our military. We love our service members. And you can do that this Veterans Day. All Hours Air and the Evans Broadcast Company are giving away a free Rheem Home Comfort System, completely installed. Send your nomination with details on how to get in touch at comfortavet@evansbroadcast.com. Give us the details on who you're nominating and how to get in touch. The winner will be chosen the day before Veterans Day, November 10th. So not much time to get in on this. So again, it's comfortavet@evansbroadcast.com. Hey, Christy over there at Battleborn, call back. Sorry, I was having some technical difficulties, and I didn't see that you were hanging on the line. So, Christy, if you want to call back in and talk about something, I would be more than happy to hear from you. A few emails that we've been getting over the past couple of days since we did our live broadcast out and about. And, you know, when there are issues, let me know on different places. And, yeah, I can pack up my equipment and go broadcast from wherever I want to broadcast from. Pointing out the details is very important. And sometimes you have to search for those details. One of the things I find so disheartening, and if you want to read a little bit more for yourself, I know I was promoting Culture War with Charlie Kirk, brought to you by Turning Point USA, who was at UNR on Monday. Check out thisisreno.com. Wonderful article there about the protests. And I want to thank Don Dyke Anakin for, I know Don, I said that wrong, but this article that was put together is just so well done. UNR protects racists. F-U-C-K, white supremacy. Nazi nuts. We have a lot of people here, a lot of alumni who are good conservatives. And I just want you to realize what your money is going to. Everybody that supports the PAC and whatever degree that you got, even philosophy. I found out philosophy degrees are good. But I want you to truly understand the university environment that is being cultivated at UNR with the liberalism that is going on. There are conservative students at UNR who aren't allowed to speak, aren't allowed to speak their mind. More than 650 people attended that presentation from Charlie Kirk. And students who show up who have no idea what socialism is, what communism is, you ask them, they can't tell you what it is. As they're snapping away on their, you know, big corporation Samsung products or Apple products, those phones they can't live without, the electricity in their dorms, the food that they're eating. They don't get it. Yet UNR creates a culture of just shouting everybody else down who has a differing opinion and trying to shut them up. I am so glad that people stuck through the drama to hear Charlie Kirk speak. He's going to be joining us in about 30 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now. And I want to get his take on what he thinks Northern Nevada has turned into. I tell you all the time that you are not a racist. Just because you believe that you have a voice, just because you believe that everybody should be treated the same, just because you believe in freedom, in liberty, the right to bear arms, the freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble and talk about conservative ideas. You may not have kids at UNR. You may not have kids at all. But this is the route that we are going because of the education system. And I'm not going to blame it all on the universities, because it's in our high schools and it's in our elementaries and it's crept in there because we haven't paid attention. We haven't paid attention to what's going on at the school board, what's happening at the schools. And I really hope the tide is turning. I feel like people are waking up to what is reality now, even in the elementary schools. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.